From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Several hours' drive northeast of Des Moines, Iowa, near the small town of Manchester, lives the Michael Jordan of agriculture, the Tiger Woods of corn growing. His name is Francis Childs. Last week, for the fourth year in a row, Childs obliterated the competition in a national corn growing contest. In fact, he was so far ahead of everyone else, there were mutterings about the agricultural equivalent of performance-enhancing drugs. NPR's Dan Charles has the story.
Francis Childs harvested 408 bushels of corn, at least 10 tons, from every acre of his best land this year. No big deal, you say? Consider this. The average Iowa farmer planting the same seeds as Child on similar land harvests only a third as much. In the National Corn Growing Contest, Childs was 85 bushels per acre ahead of his nearest competitor, and that was a farmer who used irrigation. It's as if when Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute barrier for the mile, the rest of the pack was just beginning the final lap. Plant biologist Thijs Tollenaar at the University of Guelph in Canada has been reading about Childs' exploits with amazement.
It's hard to believe. It's really hard to believe because it is, not just a little bit higher. It is 3 times as high as the average. How is this possible?
How is it possible? You can ask Francis Childs himself, but it's a little like asking Barry Bonds exactly how he hits so many home runs. Such people are better at performing their magic than explaining it.
We'd done things and do things the same way for year and year in and out, and nothing was really happening. And then we looked at different ways of doing it and figured out ways to get the yield higher and kind of got on a pretty good roll. We just keep going up.
For the aspiring corn farmers in our audience, here are a few things Childs does. He plants almost twice as many seeds per acre as most farmers. He also uses a special plow that cuts deeply into the earth but doesn't turn the sod completely over. Childs says this loosens up the soil, giving the roots more room.
So you have a real healthy root system, a real healthy plant, and you have a high yield.
He also applies lots of nitrogen fertilizer. That's inspired gossip about performance-enhancing but environment-degrading chemicals. One veteran of the corn industry suggested that Childs was poisoning Iowa's water. Yet the suspicion appears unfounded. Childs hauls just about as much nitrogen out of his fields in the form of corn kernels as he puts in as fertilizer. Thijs Tollenaar from the University of Guelph isn't buying any of the explanations that Childs gives. It can't be the soil or the fertilizer or the seeds, he says. It has to be that the plants on Childs' farm experience less stress. They spend less energy fighting off diseases, adjusting to heat and cold, and getting water. Tollenaar wanted to go out to Iowa for a whole summer to observe and measure everything Childs does. He's sure he could figure out the secret of this low-stress life, and he thinks that information could really be important. But he couldn't persuade anyone to fund such an expedition.
It's not, not sexy enough. And science is like, many other things. It is prone to fashions, And so people are more interested in sending plants to Mars than they are finding out how plants are growing on Earth.
A lot of other people, though, don't really care how it's done. They just revel in the wonder of it all. 4,000 visitors came to Childs' farm this summer just to watch the corn grow. And over the winter, Childs travels the country giving speeches, mostly to groups of farmers. The first key to a championship crop, he tells his audiences, is having a positive attitude. Childs certainly has one. In 4 years, he says, he'll get to 500 bushels per acre. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.